All right, I'm recording. Let's do this thing. All right. Hey everybody, this is Gino Boost from GameMusicForAll.com. Hi. No, it still is. Yeah, we're recording two episodes this week. Unless they just don't care. Well, before we get more into Pokemon, because I want to talk about stuff too, I should mention that first song was Mustin and Beefy from Mustin's new Vision Quest EP, which you can get on Bandcamp if you search for Mustin on there. Anyway, I want to talk about something I think Ma posted on it about on Facebook, maybe, or Twitter, about those Letters Home Pokemon, those Letters to Dad Pokemon comics, which are, those are awesome. It's like somewhere between Pokemon and Pictures for Sad Children. Oh, the worst one was or the best worst one was where he fought Entei. And the one where he fought Entei and Charizard almost died, and his mom got kidnapped, and he's and he like tries to write like a regular letter about it. He's still doing those? Like, I thought he started doing that like 3 years ago, or like when the game came out or something. Noted. It's not that dumb. So like post all of them, and then when people say they're not hilarious, you take them down and pretend they never happened. That seems like it. Like, he has 35 comics in like 3 years. The one I missed being updated was Iga. If anyone read that one, I was in love with that comic. It was just disturbing. I still think my favorite one was when Mario got a star and beat up Luigi and then stole Daisy and Peach from him while he was all like injured and looking all sad. Oh, yeah. Yeah, enough describing comics to people. All right, so what song should we get the kids into? The kids love Rock Band. So we should. Yeah, I like Rock Band too. Anyway, let's dash all the kids' dreams with this Rock Band song. This is from Dwelling of Duels, or as I call it, Dodd, which you can check out at dodd.vgmix.com. And this was one of the alternate joke songs for the MAGFest month, I believe. And this is by MC Knackbar, aka Vert. And this is aptly titled Rock Band. All right, I'll be back in a second. All right. I'm back. Yo. We're professionals. Well, we just did Rock Band. We could do one of Ma's songs. Okay. Is this the one from Heavy Rain? Okay. Are you getting the fancy PSP that comes with it? And the camouflage PSP? In case you want to play in the jungle. Yeah. Florida is still terrifying because of that. Like, there's just swamps there, forests. Like, it's terrifying. I like living here. Where there's nothing but houses. Yeah, but, you know, an earthquake won't jump out of a lake and eat me. So you're gonna go all there and then play online? Like, so, see you online, yeah? Yeah, I guess so. That's why you get a DS. Remember how many DSs we had going at Nerdapalooza? We played like an 8-player session of Bomberman, and it was epic. I have no idea. I remember it was me, Gigahertz, I think Cool Whip was playing, Colin P, and several other people were all playing Bomberman, and we were all getting mad at Gigahertz because he was cheating somehow. Bomberman I still consider to be like the ultimate multiplayer game because it's not a game people are like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know the controls. No, they're just B, drop bomb, that's it. That's all you need to know. It'll be about, I'm sure. Yes. I do some, I think. Did I? I guess so. Yes. I was there for those. We did. Did we? I'm not sure. I don't think so. Yeah. I think there was someone else that wanted to introduce Whitey Cracker. And then we let him. Maybe. Maybe he was, because he was the hype man for him. It's all a blur. It's not important. The important thing is we had fun and we built character. Level up. So, yeah, Nerdapalooza, it's coming soon. So, you know, buy your tickets and buy your plane tickets and your hotel tickets. Everyone. Well, yeah, so if you do stay home, you could probably download things a lot easier, I bet. Yeah, that's true. Why doesn't someone just record all of Nerdapalooza? Like, all of it. Then, where's my copy? They'll just, like, we'll just nod at each other. Words do not need to be spoken. Yes, let's do such. yes. Don't let it happen again. Oh, we do have tweets, actually. We have one from Sound of JW, and it says... Oh, now my page isn't loading. It's from Sound of JW, who is Josh Welchow, who puts together that awesome Songs for the Cure compilation every year. And he wrote, Dear LVN, why are you so kick-ass? What makes music worth listening to, and where can I learn how to dance? Also, clubs are a good place because everyone's drunk, so no one will think you stand out too much. They'll just assume you're drunk too. You could also watch the documentary Footloose. But also, to answer the other questions, we are kick-ass because... yes, we have to be. It just is. That doesn't sound as flattering as it should. And I see. Oh. Yeah, Zoras are pretty awesome. And the most... What makes music worth listening to? The money. The women, the power. So I hope that answers your question. Woo! Woo. So the moment you've all been waiting for. All right, I have like 10 minutes left, so I guess we're gonna wrap it up after this. Let's get bloody and Ethan Mars' main theme. Alright. So, want me to count you in? I'm gonna chew this food first. Alright. 3, 2, 1. Torrance with a Z, which I normally don't condone because that's kind of dumb, but this band is so awesome that they transcend such grammatical errors into something much more. That's one tough kid. That kid could probably beat up most of the people in Nerdcore. I don't want a hippo. Done and done. I want a rhino. Yes, just like Rambi. Only. Well, now we get to have giant things? Like, that's not very, like, I want a giant alligator then, 30 feet long. Plus the boar would, like, smell, too. Oh, and Twilight Princess. You know it. Ooh. And this is Geno Boost. Goodbye. All right. I think we had like, yeah, people do complain. I'm hitting stop now.